from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Melvin Hubbard L., age 64 at the time of this interview.
It was a good childhood, even though we didn't have much money, but I didn't know not having enough money made you poor. Sometimes they say with the two O's out of it. But it was a childhood that gave me an opportunity to grow up with some good influences. My mother and my sisters were a very big part of my life as I grew up. But the one big significant thing in my childhood was music. I started playing trumpet in the third grade. I met someone when I was in 10th grade. His name is Charles Cooper. Charles Cooper was the first brother drafted into the National Basketball Association. He grew up in East Liberty. He also went to Westinghouse High School, and he graduated from Duquesne University. And this man here was the first man who came into my life and showed me that there was a different way of living, there was a different way of life, and had confidence and gave me the will to want to do right. He took me to a community meeting, and at that meeting, gave me an opportunity to see there was people in the community trying to improve the conditions of the community but didn't have any youth involved. And so I became one of the youth who became a youth voice in my community. So that shaped me to want to go do something to give back to the community. From there, I was able to meet a man named Hiawatha Fountain, who was a director of a program up there called Community Action Pittsburgh. And at that time, Hiawatha and another person named Gabby Russell gave me opportunity to learn how to be a leader in the community on our youth council. From that point, I met Roger Thomas. He's another man who gave me that leadership bug and mentioned me on the school and became a teacher. My community influence as a child gave me an opportunity to see where I felt conditions could be better. I grew up in a neighborhood, matter of fact, grew up in East Liberty, right on Larmer Avenue between Middle and Carver Street, and attended Larmer School. It was growing up in that atmosphere in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s that I realized that my community needed someone or some people to come back and do something to improve it. So just the conditions of the community just showed me that I had to go on and do something and come back and be productive. Well, it's changed quite a bit since I grew up in this area. One of the main differences is that when I was come up as a child, you could walk straight down Larmer Avenue and you could walk to the library was there. There were shopping centers. Matter of fact, it was a big business district up in East Liberty. Most of you heard of streetcars before? Well, that's what I rode when I was coming through. I think the biggest difference is that you had a center of business and you had residents there. I think what I like this community to look like in the future is a community that has opportunity for everyone. Everyone who has a college degree, who even has a doctor's degree, down to those who are high school graduates. The common as well as the professional, the hardworking people of this community. I want this vision for them is to make sure they have a place to stay, food in their cupboards, and able to maintain their families. Right now, I'm working in state government. I'm the chief of staff for State Representative Ed Gainey. And it's just a opportunity to serve the people from a different platform. My experience really in state government has been the last 2 years that I've been in this position. And I think we are taking good care of our community. Now, for 30 years with someone else that was taking care of our community, I think there was some good days and some bad days. But I think we have a lot of good days now. But my future goals is to just get better at what I do. What I mean by getting better at what I do, it means getting better trying to be a better person, trying to be a better father to my children, a better husband to my wife, and a better servant to the people that I work for and work with. And those goals all center around the whole idea of my faith and making sure that I'm doing the things that will help others. The main ingredients in being successful is believing in yourself. Because when others don't believe in you and others don't want to give you the opportunity, if you believe in yourself, then you can take the necessary steps to be successful. Believe in yourself, work hard, and be honest with yourself and know your limits and capabilities. And if you fail, get up and keep trying and never give up.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Pernell Blackburn Jr., Sekou Brown, and Ross Tedder. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.